I'm Crystal Craven, and I write songs and devotionals that are rooted in God's Word, specifically to draw hearts into a deeper intimacy with Jesus. Because everything that God inspires is meant to be shared for His glory. So coming up right here is your weekly devotional. Okay, well, we are moving into Colossians chapter 2 today, and we're going to go through verses 1 through 5. And it says, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ." Paul had just finished explaining how he toils and struggles through the power of God to proclaim Christ and to make disciples. Then, what we have labeled as chapter 2, he shifts his tone with a deeply personal note. He tells the Colossians of his struggle for them, using a word that implies a really deep and intense concern. He longed for their hearts to be encouraged, for them to be united in love, and for their faith to be anchored in that full assurance of Christ. And he wanted them to grow in a maturity so that they wouldn't be deceived by these persuasive arguments that sound good, but really just lead away from truth. And that in itself should make us pause and ask ourselves, do I have this kind of concern for other people? Do I long for their encouragement and unity and growth in Christ the way that Paul did? Or am I maybe too quick to critique immaturity instead of stepping in to do the loving work of building others up through grace and truth? If we want to love people like this, to really see them as God sees them, we have to examine our own hearts first. Pride and self-focus are, well, they can be subtle, but they are powerful barriers. They keep us from humbly loving and from listening and from lifting other people even above ourselves. But the good news is this kind of love isn't something that we have to muster on our own. Just like Paul had said in the previous chapter, this struggle is done with God's energy, which He powerfully works within us. So let's return again to that instruction. Right, that it's throughout the Gospels, it's throughout the Bible. Abide in Christ. That word abide, remain in Christ, and let Him do the work through you. For blogs and written devotionals and originally written songs, like the one that you heard in the intro and outro to the podcast, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C. And you can also find my music wherever you stream music from.